We'll play you the audio from the video, and then we'll bring Joe in to explain himself. So, kid, go ahead and fire off that audio.
Hey, what's up, Cleveland? I'm Joe Fortenbaugh from 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. Do you remember the drive? Do you remember the shot? Do you remember J.D. Drew in 2007? Of course you do, because those are some of the most iconic sports moments in your city's history. They almost make you wish you could move across the Ohio River into Pittsburgh and root for the Steelers. Now listen, we in the Bay Area hate to be the bearers of bad news, but the real MVP, Steph Curry, and the Golden State Warriors are about to snatch yet another championship trophy right out of your MVP, LeBron James's hands, as well as your Cleveland Cavaliers. All in? Listen, this isn't the Eastern Conference. Beating up on the Atlanta Hawks was one thing, but this is the Golden State Warriors and the Western Conference we're talking about. These are the big boys of the NBA. However, we have some good news, because here in the Bay Area, we're all about solutions. You guys have won a championship before, and I'm going to lay out the blueprint for how you can do it again. Take the Cleveland Cavaliers, move them to Baltimore, and in 5 years, you're going to have a trophy. It's as easy as that. I'm not even going to charge you for the advice, Cleveland. You're welcome. From all of us here in the Bay Area, go Warriors.
All right, so welcome in, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Ken, how are you? Thanks a lot for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Where'd you get the balls to do that?
Well, you know how it is. When the boss tells you he wants you to do something, you got to fall in line like a good company soldier, and you got to come up with your best material, and you got to produce it. And I understand that rubs a lot of people in Cleveland the wrong way. The way we look at it is it's all in good fun. We're just doing a little friendly ribbing from out here in the Bay Area. But I can understand why you guys would take it so personally.
You did that against your will?
No, I didn't say against my will. I said it was requested by my boss, and I agreed with it. I told him I was on board.
So that was your best material?
So
You probably should have spent a little more time on that.
The other things you throw in there, Joe Fortenbaugh on Twitter. And this is where I'm kind of throwing up. We've had you on before, Joe, and I thought you were an exceptional guest. And maybe we'll have you on again. We'll see how the rest of this goes. Because right now we're in a very contentious moment, and I'm trying not to call you words that I don't want to call you, honestly. Just because, you know, the first things I can get the Steph Curry stuff. All right, fine. You want to have some fun with that. You want to ham it up a little bit. You go right on ahead. I don't understand. And I know this was before a game where Matthew Dellavedova threw the brakes on him there. But I just don't understand. What's with the shot of moving to Baltimore?
Well, is it true or is it not true? If we're going to talk trash, we might as well do it right.
We weren't talking trash. I went on your show. We didn't even talk trash. Hell, we made a couple of jokes here and there, and that was it. And when you talk about teams moving, you know, that's a very serious thing. And I get calls on Sunday night from people in the Oakland area on your competing station. I get calls there who talk about how all three of those teams in that area in Oakland are moving. Why would you mention something like that, Joe?
Because we know the pain. We know the pain. We watched the Raiders move to Los Angeles. We have to deal with it every day, waking up with the fact that the Oakland A's may relocate, that the Raiders may relocate once again. It's not easy to deal with. It's understandable that everyone would be upset. And I do appreciate you coming on our show last weekend, because it was a great spot. But the bottom line is, if you guys are the bigger men and you don't want to take any shots at anybody, that's completely respectful. I love the way you guys go about your business. Believe me, I know I'm persona non grata in Cleveland. That much has been made very clear. And I always love it when people bring up that you do things like this to further your career, when really all you do is A, alienate an entire city in Cleveland, and then B, pretty much alienate your entire home fan base here in Golden State if it turns out the Warriors don't even win the series. So I know I'm not on
the
ledge.
That part of it, though, Joe, we've played, Joe, we've had this game before. We know how this business works. And if I actually go after it, if I were to release something about Oakland and start talking about Oakland, one, I'm not getting anything out of it. I've never even been to Oakland, California. Have you been to Cleveland?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so what was your impression of Cleveland? When did you go?
It was a nice city. I've been there twice. I did two cross-country road trips, so I only stopped in for overnight. And I know it's not Cleveland, but I've attended many Ohio State Buckeyes games in the past. I like Ohio. I grew up in Pennsylvania, right north of Philadelphia.
So
I've got nothing against it.
It doesn't bother you, because now, you see, now this is backtracking. It doesn't bother you that you look like an a-hole to an entire city that I mean, you seemingly like. This is exactly what you said. That's what you just told me.
Backtracking? No, I'm absolutely not backtracking. I stand by everything I said. I was having a good time with it. I was taking some shots. I was talking some trash. If your sensibilities are that fragile that you guys are offended by what many on Twitter said, hey, man, this is old material, we've heard this before, then that's probably a problem for the people of Cleveland rather than me. If something like that, mentioning bad sports moments in your city's history is going to get you all riled up and upset,
I've seen it before.
That's probably for
you
guys to work out.
If Golden State loses, if Golden State were to lose this, how's that fall back on you? There's no one who's going to start yelling at you. What, because you had faith in their favorite team? Are you from the Oakland area?
It's called a mush. You go out and you talk about something getting done before it's happened. It's called a mush. Every gambler on earth knows you don't talk about business being concluded until it's actually done. So, yeah, I am out on a limb with it. And I completely understand the situation that I'm going to look like an ass to everybody by doing this. It wasn't meant to get a good laugh out of people or to offend people. It was just, you know, something for fun.
Yeah, but when you talk about a team, when you talk about teams moving, that's offensive, Joe. That really is.
What is so bad about that? Remember, you're the fan base that now all of you are riding LeBron James's jock like none other, but you guys burned his jersey when he moved out of town.
Because they want to win. Because they want to win.
A talented, rich individual said to himself, you know what? I'd like to spend some of my best years in South Beach rather than in Cleveland.
So
I'm going to go ahead and
him still, hold on, him still putting 45, Joe, him still putting 45 on you.
His jersey.
Him still putting 45 on you and dressing up, and I'm sure you're probably recording it now, but dressing up as grown men in shoulder pads like you're members of the Legion of Doom. There's no passion there. There's nothing to be said. And by the way, personally, what the hell do I gain if I cut my own thing and I say, hey, all three of your sports teams are moving. You have an owner who can't even afford a haircut, let alone great players over there. At least our owner, while he might be in hot trouble or in big trouble, he's able to at least buy himself out of all these things. Why would I bring up something like that? You play in an absolute toilet in that stadium. Oracle Arena isn't anything better. You've been completely off the radar for 20 years, with the exception of one time when Chris Mullin admonished your fan base when they booed the owner out there and you had to have great Chris come out there and tell them about what's what here. So when you have three teams, literally three teams over the next 5 years who could move, why would I bring that up? What do I gain out of that, Joe?
The hypocrisy is so thick. You bring me on your show to yell at me for talking trash about your city, and then you turn around and
say
the same thing.
See, that's not the case. Joe, that's not the case. I'm explaining to you that it does me no good, and I can take these shots. And I'm not going to go out publicly and try to take all these shots. And I brought you on. I booked
you.
Joe, Joe,
Joe. You walk out there and you say, I'm not going to do it, but you just did it.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing that gets it. Is that this was a video that before Dustin got a part of it was absolutely irrelevant. I brought you on to talk about Golden State. I went on your morning show in good faith, and I'd even be more than willing to do it again. I brought you on that show, on this show, to do it in a different thing. And because it helps out your irrelevance, because it helps out your show's irrelevance in that case, then fine. I guess you actually get the gusto. But it's a bad bit, it's a hack bit, and you need to know that if you're going to move on.
God in heaven!
Nothing out of that. See, because this is the way it was supposed to go, is that I was bringing him on. We were going to talk Golden State. I went on their morning show. I had a great time going on their morning show. We had a good time. What do I get out of calling Oakland, a city I've never been in, that does have good sports fans? All those things about what he just said about Cleveland. In a lot of ways, they're similar cities. They've been downtrodden. Hell, at least we don't have some city across the bay that looks on us like they're our bastard little brother. We don't even look at that. I mean, if I really wanted to, I could sit here and take shots and talk about how they're the illegitimate son of San Francisco and how nobody in San Francisco wants to be associated with them. But I don't do it. See, this is the difference that you have. And I guess I lost kind of a buddy there, but if that's going to be the case, that's fine. This is the difference. When you whoop it up for your own team, when you whoop it up for the Browns, and I know there's the video of me losing my mind that my wife took of it, and kid can make all the jokes that he wants to, that's perfectly fine. And I've taken shots after shots after shots at Pittsburgh fan because it's fun, and it's always been open. T to any Steelers fan, and we have plenty Steelers fans who call into the show and call into the station, and we trade it. I go tit for tat with Tuna and blow for blow with Tuna pretty much every single time he calls in, because it's part of the fun. When you talk about teams leaving, I don't care. You cross the line. So that's the way it was. I apologize to you because that was something that had to be talked about. That was something that had to be said. And I really wanted to get to the case of the matter with Golden State and how Golden State was going to come from this.